Hare Krishna. Also, I want to say one member of our retreat had to leave. He's the stage manager for Roger Walters. There's a music group, Pink Floyd, maybe some of you remember from the old times, and he built the stage, so had to leave. But he said, I so much would like to remain at the retreat, because that's a proper activity. To do something for Pink Floyd is very insignificant and unnecessary. He said like this. So I thought to tell you so that you don't look for him. See, when we go on a retreat, we make a commitment to Krishna, and a commitment actually to our spiritual practice. And even if Pink Floyd calls us, we should not feel enthusiastic to respond to such a call. He's under contract, so it was a contract which was a year before, so he had to go. But no matter what comes in our life, when we are on retreat, we want to stay connected with our commitment. On our retreat, sometimes these moments come when we are not so inspired. Going on a retreat really means to be consistent in a relationship. This, I believe, is a value which we as devotees have to be a little bit aware of. It's a value which Srila Prabhupada has really instilled during his time with us. A value that once you have entered the practice, you should stay with it. When you have started to chant, you should remain with the chanting. When you have started to associate with devotees, please keep this up. When you have started to read the Bhagavatam, you should do this nityam regularly. In the same way, when we give ourselves into a retreat, an intensified period where we do spiritual practice, it's important that we keep our focus. It's very, very important. During a retreat, your intention, that which you wish to do, remains your best friend. If you can learn this simple technique in your life, to formulate an intention in your life, you will find you found a best friend. A good friend is someone who brings the best out of you, and your intention in Krishna consciousness, to love Krishna, to become purified, to engage in service. These intentions or sankalpas bring out the best in you. I'm talking about this now because tomorrow, in the workshop session, that means the after breakfast session, we will actually do two exercises which help us to become aware of a sankalpa, an intention, which we will take with us after leaving our retreat here. We take it with us in our life, and it will be a wonderful new friend who will really help you if you can keep it up, if you can remain connected with it. So I very much liked Hari Seva's answer, who even considered to let this concert with 60,000 people, just let it be, you know, let that be, let's the thing of the world. But I thought, well, you know, when you have give me a commitment. You better keep it. And your wife is here, so she will tell you about the sessions and you can repeat them afterwards. But I really liked this type of determination or this attitude which considered the things of the world secondary to our commitment in spiritual life. So tomorrow or today, our last full day, we will already start to think about this. You will see, I won't talk about this any longer here because we want to go into the lecture, but I will talk about this more at the workshop and then guide you tomorrow to find and formulate your intention. So, one more minute and Sudevi goes into another state of consciousness called anesthesia. So we will dedicate this kirtan also to her. Oh, thank you. You look like a young angel. You're on the altar. Bist du auf dem Altar? Du siehst leuchtend aus. Wirklich wahr. Warte mal dann mal, ne? Nektar. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Virati. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Gopi Dana Vallava Girivara Dhadi. Gopi Dana Vallava Girivara Dhadi. Yasodhanandana Vrajajana Randana Yasodhanandana Vrajajana Randana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. go! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Si Radhe.
Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Ashtato Satasi Simatisti Vaingres Sila Vichara Naravinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gradha Shivasaji Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Before starting, I would like to affectionately greet two very special guests who have joined us today. Gaurangi, welcome Gaurangi. Gives pleasure to our heart, and our highly talented Nanda Gopal, Haribo, welcome Nanda Gopal. Du sprichst Englisch, oder? Gut. Gut. So, it's nice that you have come.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pashyanti te miruchiran yambasasanta. Pashyanti te meruchiran yambasanta.
Sana vaktraruna lochanani. Vasana vaktraruna lochanani. Vasana vaktraruna lochanani. Rupani divyani vara pradani.
Sakam vacham sprihaniyam vadanti. Pashyanti te meruchiranyam vasanta. Prasanna vaktaruna lochanani. Rupani divyani vara pradani. Sakam vacham sprihaniyam vadanti.
Yes, please.
Pashyanti merucharanyam vasanta. Prasanna vaktaruna lochanani. Rupani divyani vara pradani. Sagam vacham sriyaniyam vadanti.
We are a little short of time, so if one Mataji would like to chant, that would complete the chanting. For shortage of time, we will go to the translation immediately. O my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising morning sun. These devotees like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent. They also talk favorably with me. So this is a very important purport. It explains really the theme and motto of the day, which is Krishna's appearance in the altars of the temple and in home altars in his Acha Muti form. Krishna actually has five forms in which he appears. And one of these forms we will now get to know, and we will throughout the day learn to interact with this form, to build a relationship. So please listen attentively. It's important that you understand this part of the purport, which we will read, so that everything else makes a sense. It's a foundational text. It's not an optional text. It's really crucial. Here comes the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Mayavadis and atheists accept the forms of the deities in the temple of the Lord as idols, Götzenbilder. But devotees do not worship idols. They directly worship the personality of Godhead in his Archa incarnation. Archa refers to the form which we can worship in our present condition. Now we are conditioned souls. So Archa is the form which we in our present condition, in our limited condition, in our bound condition, can worship. Actually, in our present state, it is not possible to see God in his spiritual form. Because our material eyes and senses cannot conceive of a spiritual form. We cannot even see the spiritual form of the individual soul. When a man dies, we cannot see how the spiritual form leaves the body. That is the defect of our material senses. In order to be seen by our material senses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts a favorable form which is called Acha Vigraha. This Acha Vigraha, sometimes called the Acha incarnation, is not different from him. Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts various incarnations, he takes on forms made out of matter, like clay, wood, metal, and jewels. There are many Shastic injunctions which give precise instructions for carving forms of the Lord. These forms are not material. If God is all-pervading, then he is also in the material elements. There's no doubt about it. But the atheists think otherwise. So it is a long purport, and please take note of where you can find it. I request you to read the purport in its entirety in your home. Today, for the sake of our what we wish to do, I will stop here and just repeat Prabhupada's main point in this passage. His main point here is that we are limited. We can't even see the soul. I was discussing about this with Nanda Gopal near Sarajevo. We had a deep discussion about this, how it's difficult for our eyes to see when the soul leaves. When we were at the deathbed of Saranandi, the devotees told me that when they did that final kirtan, when they came to the part where they sang the names of Krishna, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda, Saranandi, who had been in coma for many hours, all of a sudden opened her eyes wide. And then, at that moment, Gaurahari was there, and her mother was there, and Ranga Devi was also there, and some others in the hospital were there. At that moment, when she opened her eyes, everyone knew she will depart now. It was clear from her expression she was ready. She could take the courage now to leave everything behind and totally throw herself in the arms of her loving Lord Shri Radha Govinda. So, but exactly how the soul left could only be felt by the symptoms, that the eyes became opaque, wurden verschwommen, and then she was gone. To see the person leaving was not, it was clear that it was leaving, but to see the form or the spiritual soul in its spirit composition, Sachit Ananda, that was not possible, because our eyes can't see really. We can see by the symptoms, just like we cannot see the wind, but if the leaves start to move, we can understand, acha, there is a strong wind. Huh? Like this we see the wind by the symptoms. So in the same way, we cannot see God, who is all spiritual, with these present eyes. But the Lord is so absolutely merciful that he appears before our eyes as the deity. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point, if God is all present, everywhere present, then he must be also present in those items like clay, wood, metal, and jewels. They're all together eight, and be present like this and accept our service. So it is commonly known that God appears in five forms. This is our first point, which you can see there. First, he has his Swarup, his original transcendental form. But then he takes an step and goes into expansions. One of these expansions in which he expands himself is Lord Balaram. I once asked our pujaris from Mayapur, can you describe Balaram to me? And they said, well, if Krishna steps one step to the right, he's Balaram. It's the same person. Krishna expands himself like this. Shoop. Wonderful, isn't it? Balaram. Krishna Balaram ki jai. He's one, but he is his expansion. One of these expansions is Mahavishnu, from whom this whole world comes. Then the Lord, the third form are his various incarnations, which he takes in order to establish Dharma and to annihilate Adharma and those who are responsible for the propagation of Adharma. Then he comes into the heart of everyone as Lord Paramatma. And then his fifth form in this list is his Archa Vigraha, or the form of his deity. Let me ask Veda Vyas, who is much more learned than me, do you have, weißt du was Archa heißt? Das Sanskrit Wort Archa? Im Augenblick auch nicht, ich auch nicht. He comes into his Archa Vigraha. He takes on a form in which he is visible to us. I'm sorry, this is really not very good, but... In his purport, Prabhupada said, Acha refers to the form which we can worship in our present condition. And because we are materially conditioned, he takes on a form made out of the elements of matter. Now, in this form, when we see him, we become solidly transformed. The effect of seeing Krishna on the altar is that if you know how to take your darshan, if you take your darshan in the proper mood, you will be solidly transformed by the presence of God. Rupa Goswami expressed this in the Nectar of Devotion. He said, if you don't want to be transformed, better don't look at Krishna. It's dangerous. My dear friend, if you still have any desire, Rupa Goswami wrote, to enjoy the company of your friends within this material world, if you want to be in the materialist, then don't look upon the form of Krishna who's standing on the bank of Keshigad. This is a verse which comes in Murti Seva. And Srila Prabhupada spoke about this verse. Let us hear from Prabhupada. Oh.
One gopi is advising another gopi, my dear friend, there is one boy. His name is Govind.
There's one boy. If you have intention to enjoy. So when Prabhupada said, the idea is, if you once see Krishna, you will forget all this nonsense material world. Why is there such a quality or such an effect in seeing Krishna's form? That when you see the form, you become just transformed. And you are really wanting to see the Lord, want to become Krishna conscious and leave your other affections. Well, there are four transcendental qualities of the deity form which are active during darshan. It's our next point. The first quality of Krishna's deity form is Solavya, the quality of being visible to our human eyes, so that we can actually see him and take shelter. You know, you need a fixed point. When you say, well, surrender to God, that's very vague. But if you come to the temple and you see Radha Madan Mohan on the altar, and he is visible, and you can now pray to him, amazing things can happen, because now you can fix yourself. You can pay full attention. It becomes concrete. So Solavya, this is the first quality why Darshan is so working so nicely. Then it comes to Shoshilya, the second quality. That is that the deity has a certain quality to give a feeling of security to those who come before him, and a feeling of assurance that while you take darshan, you don't think, I'm so low and you are so high, we can never have a relationship, I'm so useless. This feeling of that you feel unaccepted and useless closes your heart, right? It will never work. No, when you stand before the deity, even a fallen sinner can feel a feeling of security. Here's the Lord. This is the special quality which oozes out of the deity's eyes. Diese aus von den Augen so ausgeht. The third quality is a little bit connected, is Swamitva. It's the deity has a quality of inspiring a deep confidence in your heart. That is the confidence that my Lord will surely fulfill my desire. It will happen. Have you ever noticed when you pray to the deities and you really connect, I'm speaking of really connecting, your worries and anxieties are gone. It will surely happen. I do remember when I was personally just affected by a severe illness, and you know, I came out of the surgery wounded and bleeding still, and then I had this doctor who diagnosed cancer in me, and I thought, oh, already I have this surgery, and now I'm diagnosed cancer, and I have to die, and I have so many plans still. I have not yet served my spiritual master. I felt miserable when I came back from the hospital and was diagnosed like this. So I went before the deities and said, my Lord, here I'm standing before you. I'm very honest with you. I'm feeling very down. I'm feeling very sad at this moment. And I'm diagnosed that I will die soon. And I really don't, I'm not yet ready. I want to do still so many things. And I remember, I was there before the deity for half an hour. I just stood there, and I was just looking at Radha Madan Mohan. And after some time, I felt so much confidence in the heart. Strength was coming back. No, who says you will die? This is nonsense. Don't trust these doctors. You know, you won't die. You know, and that confidence was there, And I remember, if this is the impression I get, I will go by that, you know, and so on. So, Swamitva means the deity gives everyone who comes before him a confidence that my Lord will surely fulfill my desire. And the fourth quality which a deity has is Vatsalya, the quality of transcendental affection. You know, so that one feels protected and reassured despite personal faults and offenses. So you feel in your life when you go before the deity, he's like your father and mother. You know, when we are children, we know when we are with our parents, everything is all right. My needs will be fulfilled. I will have something to eat. They will take care of my needs. I know when you become teenagers, you feel your parents are like eine peinliche Nebensache im Leben. You know, I don't know how to say it. You feel embarrassed of your parents almost. But you know, when you feel the parents are there and you have a relationship, you just feel I'm protected. Everything is all right. Do you know this feeling? Sometimes you come at home and you say, okay, everyone might leave me in this world, but they will always give me food and a place to sleep near the heating system. You know, it is that feeling can be felt by the soul when you come and take darshan. You feel this parental affection, this protective affection. So when you take darshan of the deity, these four qualities can be experienced. First of all, the Lord is here, he's visible. Second of all, you feel in some ways assured that you can make a relationship. You don't feel I can't pray, I can't offer a glass of honey to the deities or ghee. Because he's so high, you feel he's accessible, zugänglich. Swamitva means Krishna gives you a confidence that yes, I will fulfill your desire. My dear devotees, learn the simple technique to pray before the deity, to confidentially reveal your mind, what is in your mind and what is in your heart. And the Lord will surely fulfill your desire. He always does it. And then, Vatsalya, because the deity has come for you, he has come in a form that he is visible. He says, hello, 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 look at me. I'm here. You with your material eyes, you can see me now. I'm your Lord. And even though you may have made mistakes, maybe even an offense has come because of your personal faults, the Lord still will somehow or other accept you. Do you remember when the mother of Babyface Nelson, when the auntie means, that means tante, you know, aunties also feel that the son of their sister is like their son also. So when the auntie of Babyface Nelson came to visit him before he went on the electric chair, you know, Babyface Nelson, that's the worst criminal in the history of crime. He's a serial murderer like Jack the Ripper and these people. So when she came, Babyface Nelson said, Come close. I want to say something to you. And Babyface Nelson looked at it. My mother should have been more strong with me. Then I wouldn't be like this now and would have to be killed. And then Babyface Nelson's demoniac nature took over. He bit the ear of his auntie, Babyface Nelson was heavy. So when the mother heard about this, what Babyface Nelson said, she just cried and said, "He's my son after all." The mother actually didn't feel she would reject this murder, even though he was so bad. I mean, he was really bad. Babyface Nelson, if I would tell you, you would leave the class. You just like you can't hear what he did. You know, it's too much. So, but mothers always loves the child. So the deity comes and always has this. You have made a mistake. You have quarreled with someone. You have done something. But the deity will still say, "Come, come, don't worry. Don't worry." So, I would like to end this. So the Bhagavatam talks about this. When devotees come before the deity, the Bhagavatam says, they come with smiling face. My devotees always see the smiling face of my form, which eyes like the rising morning sun. You should see always the deities. You should always start your day with a darshan. Even if you're not living here, this evening you will all get a gift from Radha Madan Mohan. He will give himself to you to take home. This evening, I cannot say more. It's a surprise. The devotees like to see my forms, which are benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me. Come before the deity, talk to the deity. You may not speak loud. You may pray to the deity silently. The deity is there for you, and he will change your heart. And the deity will talk back. Prabhupada said this. When you come to the Lord, what will he do? He will talk to you. God cannot talk. He cannot talk. He can talk, Prabhupada said, but he doesn't talk to a nonsense. So, but if you come, not in a nonsense way, but in a real way, you know, like you really come and express yourself before the deity. What it means to come before the deity in a real way, that is what we will practice in the workshop. The workshop, this is the surprise, will take place here. Our workshop will be at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. So then the Lord will also talk. And Prabhupada wrote about this in the Bhagavatam. He said, sometimes the Lord, as the child of Mother Yashoda, requests his devotee for some food, as if he were very hungry. Mother, give me food. Sometimes, now this comes to our case, we are not Mother Yashoda, but sometimes Krishna tells his devotee in a dream that his temple and his garden are now very old and that he cannot enjoy them very nicely. Thus, he requests the devotee to repair them. I think Radha Madan Mohan did this when there was a crisis here at the project. He appeared to a few devotees and said, my houses are breaking down. I remember some devotees could feel this, and then Bhakta, I would say it like Gaurahari, Bhakta Franck came. you know, the Lord made these arrangements that he says, talks to devotees. We need a temple commander here, you know, and so on. Lord talks. He is not mute, you say. Mute. Wie sagt man das in Deutsch? Mute. Stumm. He's not stumm. Ich erzähle jetzt gleich sometimes, Prabhupada says, he is buried in the earth, and as if unable to come out himself, he requests his devotee to rescue him. Do you know who this devotee was, famous devotee, who received a visit of Krishna in the dream? You know his name? Madhavendra Puri. You know everything. Sometimes, now Prabhupada speaks about himself. Sometimes he requests his devotee to preach his glories all over the world, although he alone is quite competent to perform this task. Krishna is competent to do this, but he requests his devotee. So, even though the Supreme Personality of Godhead is endowed with all possessions and is self-sufficient, he depends on his devotee. He depends on his devotee. Because he wants to interact with the devotee. He wants, let's have a relationship. Do something for me. Please, do something for me. He could do that alone, but he wants to do this. He wants us to help so that we make a relationship. Come, do this here. It's almost like if I want to have a relationship with Nanda Gopala, I would say, come, do this, put this water in this glass. I can do it myself. But because I want a relationship with Nanda Gopal, I would ask him. Später. Yeah. So this is what the Lord does. Can you hear him? Do you want to hear him? Do you want to follow him? Are you ready? Then the Lord will talk. He talks to a surrendered devotee. He gives them inspirations. Have you sometimes had a question to Krishna in the deity form? And have you noticed how in the heart an answer came? Ananga Manjari nods her head. Yeah, we have noticed, isn't it? We go there and an answer comes in the heart. This is a very important point. Jagatarini Mataji remembers when she was in the Vrindavan temple, before there were many problems in the temple. Mainly us Westerners wanted to build something in India, and we didn't know the Indian ways, and the Indians, all Indian workers, knew that we didn't know, and they all stole the bricks and many things, one after the other. So then Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram, and then he said, I have this quotation somewhere. I would like to quote it. Yeah. Prabhupada was visibly relieved and he said, now Balaram is here. Go to him and ask him to solve all your problems. Go to him, you know. He will talk. He's there. He came for this purpose. Hare Krishna. I'm getting enthusiastic. My dear devotees, there were devotees who were so problematic. No one could deal with them. And they came to Prabhupada. I had this tape when I was in the Heidelberg temple, and I would listen again and again to it. And Prabhupada said, so, oh Prabhupada, this is impossible. We can't continue. I mean, there's so many problems. And Prabhupada said, they can be solved. You now go to the deity, sit before the deities, and you remain there and you chant. Then the deities, then the devotees said, but then the temple commander will come and tell me I should do so many things. I cannot sit peacefully before the deities. Prabhupada said, tell them I told you to sit before the deities and pray. But you have to do it in the proper way. And that's the subject of the workshop. The workshop is all about how to do it. how to do the practice. So, a good example which I wanted to tell is of transformation in taking, when you take a darshan of Krishna in his most in this accessible form of the deity, is Danudhara Das. This is a story I want to tell, and I want my youngest, my little Nanda Gopal, who is, we are friends somehow, and this story I'm telling now for you, especially Nanda Gopal, but for everyone also. Listen carefully, because I will ask you later a question on this question. Sri Ranga, who has visited Sri Rangam in India? Good. It is a temple city, and I know of once a year the Lord comes out of the temple and is brought on procession through the streets of Tirupati. What? Rangat, yeah. But the town is called Trichy. Yes, it's called, the town is Trichy, and the Sanskrit name is, I think, Sri Rangam. Sri Rangam. So he's coming out on procession. It's quite a scene. There is music. There are chamaras. Elephants are there. Some even know how to wave a chamara. I have personally seen. Yeah. It's there's music. There are oxen and these big drums. Drums like this. It's really, there's nothing else than the Lord. You know, all your senses are filled with this festival. A big kirtan group, and then there is the Garuda Vahan. It's a palanquin and a zemfte. It looks like Garuda, which is carried by hundreds of devotees. And then the Lord is brought to a pavilion where the Lord takes rest, and hundreds of devotees come forward and bring them their offerings with coconuts, bananas, and there are many priests who bless everyone. It's a festival. You must see this. Now, in the midst of this festival, something very strange happened. There was a tall, beautiful young man with broad shoulders. He carried an umbrella in his left hand and a fan in his right hand. For whom? Was he also taking part in the procession? No! He had a girlfriend called Himamba. And he served in the midst of this focused atmosphere where everyone took care of the deity, was centered on the deity. He was there walking before his girlfriend and just fanning her. So was gibt's auch. Ramanujacharya, the great Acharya, was standing a few hundred meters away, looked over the crowd, and saw this unusual, strange scene of distraction. And he asked someone to go over to the person and just find out what was he thinking. And his disciple came back. Well, he's Danudara. He says he's a wrestler, and he just loves the Himamba so much, and he has no eyes for anything else. Ramanuja said, "Call him over." The disciple went, told Ramanujacharya, wants to just briefly see you, just eight minutes. So he went and asked permission from his girlfriend. Yes, go. And he came to Ramanuja, and Ramanuja said, why are you so absolutely fascinated with Hemamba? And you have no eyes for God. Dhanudara said, well, she has, look at her eyes. She has the most beautiful eyes. That's the reason. She is so beautiful. For me, she is God. Then Ramanuja said, what if I show you eyes which are more beautiful than the eyes of your beloved? Would you love that other person? Dhanuda said, well, Maharaj, we are householders, we are a little different than you ascetics, but you mean more beautiful? Yes, more beautiful eyes. And also loving eyes? Is there some love coming from the eyes? Yes, loving eyes. Well, Dhanuda said, we can try. I mean, I'm highly interested. Okay. Tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, come before the temple. We will see the most beautiful eyes you have ever seen. So Dhanuda came. He had to ask permission. He came. And Ramanuja took him alone to the inside the Ranganath temple. So you must know, in the old Indian temple, the inside of the altar is not like we have here, where we have light. The altar is very dark, because the idea is just like in darkness we cannot see, in this world we cannot see God. Then the priest has to come and perform an aratik with an aratik lamp, and as he goes to the deity, and the light of the lamp falls on the face of the deity. And you see now in the darkness the face of the deity. The idea, I think, is very clear. It's a very symbolic language, and you can understand. You need worship in order to see Lord. You need to worship Him. The artik had just started, and the priest offered the Lord a fragrant and highly burning camphor lamp. The flame is this high, so you can see quite easily. Now, as soon as the light of the lamp fell into the eyes of the Lord, they began to glow like an opening lotus flower. And it seemed that the eyes of the Lord, who were looking right at Dhanuda, were like light entering the cave of the heart of Dhanuda. Remember, the sacred space which was closed. Dhanuda looked at these eyes. And for him, this was the moment that we can describe it in English language as a magical moment, a moment of awakening. And he could understand that the Lord began to exchange with him. It's almost like when you stand before the deity and the deity has a flower in the hand, and you ask a question and the flower falls down, and you know, okay, he has said yes. You know it somehow. It could also mean no, but you know, for you it means yes. You just know it in your heart. His loving feeling, or lusty feelings, we can say, disappeared like the stars disappear when the sun rises in the morning. Then no longer any stars. And he stood there and he couldn't move. He was electrified, transfixed, nailed to the spot. After some time, he fell down before Ramanuja. And he said, written this down, "Thank you. You have revealed that the joys of a lusty person it's unclear to me. I've written this down wrongly. He said, like an owl in the night, wie eine Eule in der Nacht, I had turned away from the sun and fell in love with the glowworm. You have opened my eyes. I am now your servant only." Be careful to not say this to your wife. "You are the glowworm I am now." "I've now seen the sun." Hare Krishna. No, in Krishna conscious marriage, we understand this, that our goal is Krishna and we worship Krishna. It's not actually a good comment. So this can happen in darshan, which you take in the proper way. And how to take darshan or how to move before the deity is explained by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, and we have found these instructions there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I mean, anyone can easily find them. And in the workshop, we will discuss and prepare ourselves how we can make the contact. Remember, this is called the Temple of the Heart retreat, where our idea is to move into that sacred space where we can actually make contact to the Lord of the Heart. Remember, this is our goal. And today, which is the last day, full day of the retreat, we will actually do that. It's somehow the culmination. Everything what you have learned will become very clear, I hope, in this workshop, or latest when we do our last session tomorrow morning. But Let us summarize what we have heard today. We've heard about how the Lord takes forms, five forms. Why does he take an archa form? Because we are conditioned and that we can now see him and serve him, interact with him. Huh? And then he is willing to interact with the devotees. My dear devotees, I will now tell you about a secret. Only a few people know it. These are the people who are from the temple here. This project had great difficulties. Financial difficulties, manpower difficulties. There was an exodus of devotees. And it was, by all logical reasons, not possible to keep it, to maintain it. Do you know what we have learned who were on this project and who are now on the project? And I talked often with Murari about it because Murari was about the financial situation, which was just... We know no one manages the project. Only Radha Madan Mohan manages the project. They are taking care. And somehow it's here and it works. No one can understand it with the reasons of logic. Now it's good. Now we have also a good temple president who keeps things and so on and so forth. My God, was it difficult. I talked to one devotee in Zurich, and We all concluded, we were laughing yesterday in the forest because of sometimes the problems, you just have to laugh, you know, or go crazy. And it was clear, Jagannath manages that temple. He is taking care. The God has come. Lord has come. And so on. In a form which we can interact. That's the idea. Now, any devotee can feel when he comes before the deity, these four qualities which become activated during the darshan. Remember these qualities. First, he's visible to the eyes. Who remembers another quality? Sorry? He's protective. Vatsalya. He protects devotees. He gives us the feeling that we are accepted, yes. And he fulfills desires, yeah. So, and then we had an example how the Lord worked on Danudara's heart, that person who had given his affection somewhere else to Hemamba, his girlfriend, and had rested it all there. How the Lord looked at him and just changed his heart. No? Some of you, I know, think, oh, Satchidananda Swami, you are exaggerating. The deities don't really, this is, how can this be God, you know? Or, the deities are not, I mean, are they really this active? My dear devotees, if you have this doubt, which I feel is a good doubt and a justified doubt, I want to tell you of one law in bhakti. It is, Yeyatamang prapatyante tangstatai papajamiham. As someone surrenders unto Krishna, in that degree Krishna rewards or reveals himself. And how to, and I think, you know, Krishna is silent to a person who is himself silent in the relationship. You need to enter the relationship. And how to enter the relationship and deal with the deity practically, you know, how to do this in regards to the deities, that we will learn in the workshop. We will now end our class. In the workshop there will be also opportunity for questions, but we are over time, and I'm very, I want to now see to our two facilitators, our Bhagavad Dharma. Is there any announcement you wish to do at this time? Or is everything, if not, no, don't think, I mean, if not, it's good. Okay. You will remember it most probably. So you can now please take your prasadam, and I request you to be at 11 o'clock here in the temple room, not in the seminar room. Here in the temple room. And was there something? Oh yeah, this evening I want to already say it so that you already have your eyes on. This evening we will all offer something to the deities, and will be a surprise for you. I mean, there will be the deity will also. I mean, let's see what will happen this evening. Think already about what you could offer to the deities. I suggest as you go through the nature, bring nice, you could bring a flower with you, freshly picked flower. You could also, I mean, if there is time, yes, we have honey here. The deities like honey. You can buy a glass of honey. We have our own bees. You can go to Murali, and you know, also it's good to give €1 million. That is also appreciated if you can, or a leaf, you know, or whatever. You look at me, Hare Krishna. See you at 11 o'clock.